News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. Happy to welcome back to the program. It's been a big week. Michael Whatley, NCGOP chair. There's been so much going on. I mean, I'd like to know, first of all, Chairman Whatley, how have you weathered the education emergency that was declared by Governor Cooper just a couple of days ago? Are you weathering the emergency okay?
I got to say, it's been dicey, but, you know, there is definitely a lot of very hard wind that is blowing.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely right on. We were talking a couple of weeks ago about the upcoming Republican convention that's going to be taking place coming up here. Start with June 7th, right? Is that that's the start date?
You mean June 8th through 11th.
June 8th through 11th. That's right. And at that time, we knew that former President Trump was going to speak. We knew that former Vice President Mike Pence was going to speak. We knew that Ron DeSantis was going to speak. And one more person has now become a presidential candidate, and that would be Ron DeSantis, who came out in the last 24, 48 hours to make the big announcement. And I wanted to get your reaction to that, because it does feel like the field is filling up and maybe firming up here.
It is, you know, and I think that what's really cool about our convention is it's going to kind of kick off a series of conversations around the country that are going to lead into our first debates. And so the RNC debate is going to be set. It's in August up in Milwaukee where you're going to have those. But we're the first event in the country where we've got all three of these candidates or potential candidates in the role of the vice president who are going to be there and able to connect directly with the voters for us. So we're excited. I think it's just, you know, a huge opportunity for Republicans from across the state to come in and hear each of these folks and say, hey, I really like that, or I really didn't, from each of these guys.
And you know, what I think is so interesting, I've said this repeatedly, and I may be a broken record, but I think it's important to note. I mean, there is so much action in North Carolina. It's incredible, whether it's obviously what's going to happen at the presidential level, what's going to happen with the governor's race and all the other down ballot races that are here. I mean, this is really the place to be to pay close attention to these races, Michael.
Yeah, look, I think that you look at any of the major media outlets, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and others, they'll tell you North Carolina is the number one battleground state in the country for the presidential, and we're going to have the number one governor's race in the entire country. So it really is going to be the eye of the hurricane one more time compared to, you know, like we've been in 2020 and even in 2022. But when you put the presidential and the governor's race and the redistricting that we're going to have in Congress on the table, this is going to be ground zero for it.
And I do have a question about that in just a second. But let me ask you this question, because you have watched a supermajority take root there in Raleigh. They've been able to override vetoes. That's what prompted, obviously, the governor, Roy Cooper, to declare an education emergency, because W's are being racked up there. You're getting a lot of wins on specific policy prescriptions that were offered up by these candidates. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that our Republican candidates listened to the voters in North Carolina about what they wanted to see coming out of this election cycle. And they heard those voters talk about jobs in the economy and talk about schools and education, talk about public safety and backing the blue. And our candidates on every single one of those that became office holders are keeping their promises to the voters. And it's really gratifying for us to see that we are having the wins in the legislature that we're getting, and the wins in the courts that we're getting on that. You know, I think of the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, as conservative courts, not necessarily Republican courts.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that we've got a conservative court means they're going to stay in their lanes. They're going to interpret the law. They're going to interpret the Constitution. They're not going to try and write the law from the bench. And the legislature is doing exactly what they campaigned on. And that's really gratifying, you know, as the party. For us to be able to go back to the voters and say, see, this is what they told you they're going to do, and now they're doing it.
And you're going to see that melding between state policy and the national picture come together in just a couple of weeks. Talk a little bit about how people can get involved, can attend, can learn more about what is happening here at the presidential level and at the state level.
Yeah, you know, and the neat thing about the convention is, yes, we are going to have, you know, for the first time in the country, Vice President Pence, Governor DeSantis, and President Trump. But we also are going to have, you know, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. We're going to have our new Senator Ted Budd. We're going to have our Chief Justice Paul Newby and every member of our congressional delegation. So it really is going to be bringing everybody together on all of those. You can get tickets for it. You can register as a delegate or as a guest on our website, nc.gop. And you can also go ahead and get your meal tickets to come and see all of those great speakers.
It's going to be a historic event, and history will be made there because of the confluence of these different men and women and the folks that are involved in the party. I got to ask you one final question on the way out the door here for you, and it's this. How do you kind of balance when these guys are all kind of coming up to you going, hey, support me, support me, support me? I mean, how do you strike that balance there, Chairman Whatley?
I am a lucky man because as the state party chair in North Carolina, I am specifically prohibited from engaging in any primary. And
look at
so I get to tell everybody with a very straight face, sorry, I will see you after the primary, and we're going to adopt you and get you moving forward for the general.
NC.GOP, thanks for coming by. I appreciate you. Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Stay dry, and we'll get together again soon.
Hey, listen, and just I thank you for saying that about Memorial Day. It is absolutely critical for us, you know, to honor all of our fallen heroes, you know, through the ages that have made sure that America is the land of the free because we are the home of the brave. And really glad that you're out there and talking about that. And we hope everybody has a fantastic Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Our best to you and everybody else who's out there traveling. I'm Brent Witterbull. More after this. News Talk 1110 993 WBT.